Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Thousands of Islamic State fighters are dead in less than a year. Deputy U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says military operations against the Islamic State group has killed more than 10,000 militants in less than a year. Blinken made the statement to a French radio audience. Meanwhile, in Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the Islamic State group is recruiting overseas to replenish its forces. The Pentagon says the case of live anthrax spores accidentally shipped to commercial and military labs in the U.S. and overseas is much worse than first reported. An initial review says 51 labs in 17 U.S. states, Washington, D.C., and three foreign countries, Australia, Canada, and South Korea, may have received the potentially dangerous shipments. Commander Franca Jones stressed there is no danger to the general public.
We believe that the risk is zero for the general public, as well as for the people who have handled this box.
There was a battle Wednesday outside a main separatist stronghold in eastern Ukraine. The fighting left more than a dozen people dead and threatened to push the country into a full-blown civil war. Each side blamed the other for the new violence. Ukrainian officials say the battle began near Donetsk when about 1,000 pro-Russian rebels launched an attack just west of the city. A human rights group says more than 1,000 Nigerians have been killed as a result of the government campaign to stamp out the insurgent group Boko Haram. Amnesty International says its researchers found more than 1,200 people have been executed since 2009 during raids by the Nigerian military. It says at least 7,000 died in custody. This is VOA News. Experts at the U.S. Central Bank say the U.S. economy started growing again in April and May after shrinking slightly in the first few months of the year. Wednesday's assessment comes from a survey of businesses across the nation. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is in Brussels to plead for new aid from his country's creditors. Greece is running out of money and facing a series of loan payments due to the International Monetary Fund. Court records unsealed in the United States Wednesday reveal a former executive committee member of football's global body, FIFA, has admitted to accepting bribes. Charles Blazer, a U.S. citizen, pleaded guilty to 10 criminal counts in New York as part of an agreement with U.S. prosecutors, according to the partially redacted transcript of the hearing. The admitted bribes were received in connection with the 1998 and 2010 World Cups. Burundi has postponed a parliamentary election that was scheduled for Friday. No word about the presidential election set for later this month. Afghanistan's intelligence agency says it has arrested two alleged organizers and planners of an attack on a Kabul guest house that killed 14 people. Aisha Tanzim reports.
Afghanistan's National Directorate of Security says the deadly attack on Kabul's Park Palace guesthouse last month was carried out by a man called Idris, who was sent to Kabul from Peshawar by the Haqqani Network, one of the deadliest groups under the Afghan Taliban. Two men, Ghulam Aziz and Abdul Wakil, who helped the attacker get inside the guest house, were arrested Wednesday in Kabul. The Afghan NDS says the plan was supervised by a fourth man in Peshawar, Qari Abdullah, believed to be a Haqqani network commander. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
UN officials are calling for search operations to continue in Asian waters for smugglers' boats thwarted from getting their human cargo to Malaysia. Steve Herman has more.
Myanmar says it is set to begin processing more than 700 boat people it rescued off its coast earlier this week. Officials near the western border town of Mongda told VOA the refugees, including more than 70 women and 40 children, were being brought to an immigration center near the town of Tongbio. The authorities say the process will take 3 days before officials can determine the status of the people and decide what to do with them. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
Chinese rescuers are searching for more than 400 people still missing after a passenger ship overturned Monday in the Yangtze River. State media say only 14 people have been rescued. 26 people are confirmed dead. Workers are frantically trying to cut through the hull of the ship in an effort to find trapped passengers. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.